Yo, today's QOD is become so good that they can't ignore you. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Tom Bill You back on the show. And if you've got a business, a product, a service, something, and you're finding that the response from your target customer is not what you hoped it would be, you got to ask yourself, how can you become better? How can you become so good at what you do that they can't ignore you? And he's going to share some mindset tips for that. And I really want you to pay attention to the concept of anti-fragility and also being a learner, asking for that feedback. If someone says you're not good at something, ask them why and how, because you'll find out how you can get better. Before we get to Tom, a quick word from our sponsor.
All right, here are the methods to developing new skills. One, always be reading. I am obsessed with the mathematical equation II equals IO, ideas in equal ideas out. If you really want to get great, if you really want to gain mastery in something, you're going to have to encounter a lot of ideas. I do what I call reading in swarms. When I pick a topic that I want to get truly great at, I don't want to become a parrot to one person's ideology. I want to make sure that I have a breadth of knowledge in that. But make no mistake, one thing you're going to hear me talk about through this entire talk, and one of the most important things you could possibly understand if you want to dominate at whatever it is that you're going to do, you've got to become so good they can't ignore you. You've got to become so good that they can't ignore you. Now, here's the problem. People reach out to me all the time. Tom, I'm doing X, Y, Z, and I'm just not getting any traction. What's the truth of the matter? They're not good enough yet. They can, by definition, be ignored. Your job, whatever it is that you want to do, you want to be the best parent, the best teacher, run a big business, change education. That's become very popular. Somebody's going to do it. It needs to be done, but it's going to be done by the person that really understands what it takes to do that and get so effective at putting out the most capable students that people adopt their methodologies because they work. So you're going to have to get so good they can't ignore you. Open yourself to being changed. We've already talked about that. Be the eternal student. Ego gets in people's way. We're going to talk about how to build your ego in a minute because you need one, but most people build one that gets in their way. Be an eternal student and take immediate action. All right, there are three keys to eliminating destructive behavior. All of us have it. Every day, all I'm thinking about is how can I get better? I encourage my team, many of whom are here, I encourage my team to give me aggressive and negative feedback in as public a forum as humanly possible. Because I want to know. I want to know what my blind spots are. And my ego, while it is massive, is not built around being right. It is not built around being smart. I focus on this, and this is the most important thing you can do. Become anti-fragile. Nassim Taleb wrote a book by that name, and he said, something that is anti-fragile is not something that is strong. It is not something that is resilient. It is something that grows stronger the more that it's attacked. Things that are strong, things that are resilient, they are ultimately defined by their breaking point. Something that is anti-fragile doesn't have a breaking point because the more you come after it, the better it gets. Values and identity drive behavior. People often look at their behavior and they want to start there. They want to change their behavior by manhandling it, by doing something manual to, let's say, get up earlier. So they set an alarm to address a behavior. But then what happens? They hit the snooze alarm. And the reason they hit the snooze alarm is because they haven't addressed their identity. Addressing your identity and changing your identity is bizarrely simple. And this is how I do it. I'm the type of person that I'm the type of person that gets out of bed in 10 minutes or less once I've realized that I'm awake. Now, why did I create that part of my identity? Because I used to lay in bed for up to 3 hours because it was too cold, okay? So think about this. When I was, not kidding, wish I were, because it's actually really embarrassing for me. When I was 22 and I'm, whatever, 15 years away from being very successful, I'm laying in bed for up to 3 hours simply because it's too cold to walk across the room to put a sweater on. And I didn't even think to put the sweater next to the bed. So I had to manipulate my identity. And now to be proud of who I am, I need to act in accordance with that part of my identity. This is all building towards being proud of who you are for something that moves you forward. Everyone needs to be proud of who they are. Embrace it. People your whole life, they've told you the ego's a problem. People have told you that pride is one of the 7 deadly sins. I'm here to tell you that's absolute BS. And the second you no longer believe that you could ever feel good about yourself again, you will become suicidal. Truth. I don't mean that like hyperbolically. I mean literally. The people that commit suicide are people who believe they can no longer ever feel good about themselves again. And if that were true, really think about it. If it were true, what would be the point? Think about those times that you feel your best. You're with somebody you love. You're with a significant other, and you see reflected in their eyes that they love you, that they're moved by you, that you make them feel better about themselves when they're with you than when they're not with you. What an awesome feeling. That is amazing. That's one of the greatest emotional states that this life has to offer. To help somebody else, to be of service. Why wouldn't you feel good about that? But it comes down to, what have you chosen to build that ego around? And my answer is, you want to build your self-esteem around not being right, not being smart, but rather being the learner and identifying the right answer faster than anybody else. Now, why is that anti-fragile? If you tell the average person who prides themselves on being smart that they're stupid, it hurts. And when you're right and they know that they're undereducated or they're ignorant to something, that's a real blow to their self-esteem. And it sets them back. And now they have to deal with the emotional pain. And we've seen people go through it all the time. We've all gone through it. We know what that looks like. We know what that feels like. It's a total time waste. It's a distraction. But you have to go through it to find a way to build yourself back up. And the way that people do it when they pride themselves on being smart is they put themselves in a smaller and smaller room where fewer and fewer people can challenge them. Whereas, if you build your self-esteem around being the learner, your next question when somebody tells you that you're stupid is simply, in what way? Because if you can remove this blind spot for me, I can now get more powerful. I can become more effective. I can help more people. I can build a bigger business. I can be a better parent. And so thank you. You've given me an insight that I didn't have. And now because you have tried to attack me, you've tried to damage my self-esteem, you've actually only further empowered me. This was the realization. This, more than anything, was the realization that changed my life and took... Thank you. Once I started doing that, once I filled myself with humility, once I allowed admitting that I was wrong to fill me with pride, once learning something new from an unexpected place not only filled me with pride but got me excited, then I was on a real path towards mastery. And remember, the only thing that matters is getting so good they can't ignore you. You need a belief system that's going to feed into that.
That was Tom Bilyeu. His website is impacttheory.com. Go to his website and check out these amazing interviews that he does with high-performing entrepreneurs and personal development experts. I know you're going to love it. Again, that is impacttheory.com. Also, check out today's talk on the YouTube. It is on the Success Magazine YouTube channel. It's called How to Become the Greatest. All right, my friend, that is it for me. You have an incredible day. I will see you tomorrow with Sandy Gallagher. I'm out. Peace.